to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. Now, coming to you live from the banks of the Willamette River, it's Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Online at 620kvoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KVOJ.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh,
ever since the occupation movement started here in Portland 5 weeks ago, I've dedicated every show to discussing it. I did it for years. I did it because for years I dreamt of this moment in history when human beings would step forward and claim this country and this world in the name of our dignity and our shared humanity. I wrote plays about it. I talked to friends about it. I bored people at cocktail parties, annoyed Republicans, tortured my wife and daughter with it. And when I got a radio show, it was all I wanted to talk about. But with all of my dreaming and hoping and wishing, I don't think I actually believed it was possible. So when it happened, I was stunned. And I realized that I had been cheating myself, you know, and the world all those years because I didn't have the courage to actually hope for the change I talked about. The disappointment would be too great, so better I should protect myself with dilettantism and warmed over party passions so that I could don the appearance of an iconoclast without risking too much. I could play the revolutionary but keep my day job. I could travel to a new world of unlimited potential without ever leaving my couch. But all that changed when the movement actually arrived. I dared to hope then, to really hope for that better world with all of my being, to see it and feel it and believe it like it was tomorrow, and know that I stood with billions of other people around the world who were seeing it with me, who believed that a new way of being was suddenly within reach. It was like discovering another planet with people on it that were just like us, only they were kinder and more peaceful and more loving. And all of these qualities were reflected in the society they were building, a society that works for everyone. And now that I've tasted it, I'm never going back. But in order to do this, I had to make a trade. I had to trade the revolution in my mind, the one where everything was in order and worked perfectly, for the real one. And that one, where Occupy Portland is living right now, can be a very dangerous and difficult place. What I'm referring to to those of you who have been living on that wonderful planet I just mentioned where none of this is happening, the Portland occupation is going to be evacuated by the Portland police under the direction of Mayor Sam Adams in about 6 hours. 6 hours from now, the police are going to ask the occupiers to disband the park blocks and go somewhere else. Anywhere else. But not here. Not anymore. It's over. Go home. But it gets more serious than that. Much more serious. Here's the press release issued from the Portland Police Bureau yesterday after Mayor Sam Adams called for the park to be closed for maintenance the day before. Here it is. Quote, since that announcement, Portland police have become aware that a call has gone out to Oakland, Seattle, and San Francisco, and perhaps other cities, encouraging people to come to Portland and engage in resistance. There may be as many as 150 anarchists who will arrive soon. There is information that people may be in the trees during police action, and that there are people who are attempting to obtain a large number of gas masks. There is a hole being dug in one of the parks and wood is being used to reinforce the area around it. There are reports that nails have been hammered into wood for weapons. And generally, there are people in the camps preparing for a confrontation with police. End quote. This is from the police bureau. I don't see anything but speculation and rumor in it. But here's the point. the Portland police are going to act as if this information is true, which means that they are probably going to come heavily equipped to deal with this situation efficiently. You catch my drift here? The police are not coming to play. They are coming to clear that park, and that is exactly what is going to happen, no matter how many people get arrested or how much damage is done. And so there are only two ways for this to happen. Violently or non-violently. There is no in-between. It can't be a little violent, because that's still violent. And it can't be mostly non-violent, because that's exactly the same thing. This is either a violent or a non-violent movement, period. And if the cops are coming to clear that park no matter what, and I believe that they are, then we can either resist and risk violence or leave peacefully. Now, to resist means risk. And the only thing that gives risk purpose is principle. So what principle are we standing for? What would we be defending? And if we lose it, what do we actually lose? Is there even a principle at stake here worth resisting for? I believe in the case of the Portland Occupy movement, all we lose is a postage stamp of real estate that has lots and lots of baggage. A few park blocks where we made our first effort to occupy an area of the city. I say bravo. That's great news. We did it, man, and we did a great job. However, there are some serious systemic issues down at this camp that need to be addressed, because there is no way in the world that an Occupy movement could storm and norm and handle a dense population of people who are falling through the cracks of society. Of course we had a problem with drugs and crime. The encampment is one block from City Hall, which is where the courts are, which is where the jails are. So it's not hard to figure out why a free place to eat, crash, and party would naturally appeal to people who are pouring through the doors of a system that opens right onto Occupy's front door. I mean, come on, man. A guy gets out of jail on a drug offense, not sure what his next move is. Hey, what's that over there? Free place to eat? With tents and drugs? Well, damn, that's a good start for him. Okay. So, bad real estate choice. So much for the obvious. But my larger point is that the Occupy PDX could not possibly be expected to erect itself and carry the weight of a system that is failing to address the very needs of the people who arrived at Occupy. People with drug problems, homeless kids, people with mental and emotional disorders, people who go unseen, untreated, misunderstood, perpetually in and out of a system that doesn't do anything but make them much, much worse. And the irony is that it landed right into the unwitting lap of Occupy Portland, the very thing we claim to be about. This is social justice, right? This is where it starts. It looks like the universe has presented us with the first really big opportunity to make a bold statement about social justice. Find a way to serve these people better. First lesson, bad real estate choice. This place, let it go. Put some geographical distance between us and the front door of the jails. It will make a big difference. Second lesson, Occupy Portland is not a piece of real estate. In 5 weeks, we have become an organization of people thoroughly connected and very committed to the idea of occupation. So now we fall back, relax, take a few showers, eat a giant bowl of something hot and wonderful, and reorganize around the lessons learned from this effort. Because this was a successful effort. Occupy Portland did hundreds of things right, but it had one big problem that it could not have anticipated, and that is carrying the burden of a chronically displaced population. Now, I don't know if this is a problem that would follow us to another location with quite the severity it did in this place, but sure, it's going to follow us. And that is precisely my point, because this is where we start again as an Occupy movement. I mean, we say we're all about social justice. Well, that's exactly what the universe served up, man. A big heaping mound of it just waiting to be sorted. Because what we were protesting as the Occupy movement is precisely a system that is failing to serve its people. And if you'll excuse me for a moment, crap rolls downhill. And so here we are, camped out at the bottom, looking for a political statement to make when it's right here in front of us. serve these people better, because that's where social justice is needed. Now, this doesn't feel as sexy, but it's really, really important, because it's really, really hard. Because we cannot have a successful occupation that doesn't count, that doesn't account for the homeless, the drug addicted, the mentally ill, and many of the people that the system is not helping and failing to help. They will come. So I think that means our first lesson, and this being our first real challenge to our commitment with the least of these. And if we do that, if we really are the change we want to see in the world, and we build an alternative solution that makes a real contribution to the idea of social justice in our own city, well, hell, man, there is no more powerful political statement than that. It will make us better occupiers, more grounded in our purpose, and give us the moral high ground so that when we shine that mirror up to society with our direct actions, it shines more brightly because it is reflecting off the surface of our values put into action. I know it's easy to leap over the really hard work and go right for asserting the political ambition, you know? I mean, but that's the move that our politicians are making. You know, I'll say the right thing, I'll do the fun parts, but I really can't be bothered with people's needs. I've got a political agenda to move forward. That other thing, it's too hard. See, but that's where I started this whole rap. The revolution in my mind and the one we are actually confronted with are very different. The one is in my mind and the other is in that place called the real world. Not the one on MTV, but the one where in 6 to 9 hours, the Portland police, armed to the teeth, are going to move in on occupiers who believe that there is something to defend there. But there is nothing to be won tonight by resisting. This is just my opinion. But there is something to lose if it gets violent. Our dignity. The respect that we've built in this community, because this occupation is already righteous. And there are lots and lots of really good, smart people at the heart of it. But this camp, this location, this incarnation of it is not worth fighting for, in my opinion. There is nothing about it that serves us anymore. It is not the end of anything except the first chapter of this thing we're calling Occupy Portland. Because it is an idea now, and ideas cannot be destroyed by dislocation. Do not risk hurting yourself, or risk getting someone else to hurt you over this piece of park that has nothing to do with who we really are and what we will stand for in the future. I say let it go. Don't resist. Stay committed to the movement. Winter is coming, for God's sake. Let's take a break, pull out the wool sweaters, and start looking towards spring. In the meantime, let's find somewhere inside to start meeting so we can figure out how, where, and when to move forward. So I'll say it again. This real estate is gone. Let it go. Leave peacefully. The police are afraid of a fight, but they're expecting one, so don't give them the one. Show the community that our highest value, the one that supersedes all others, is peace. That is the only way to win here. Demonstrate our character to the world and let it be known that we will be back. Now remember that planet I mentioned earlier, the one in my mind where everything works perfectly? Well, here's how it happens there. Thousands of roses show up 2 hours before the police arrive. Everyone has cleaned up their mess by 10 o'clock, and a candlelight vigil begins and goes until 11:30. At that point, people spontaneously start gathering their stuff and gearing up to walk out of the park. In the empty spaces where the tents are signs that read, Reoccupy. As people walk out of the park, they pick up a rose and they lay it at the feet of the officer. They don't touch the officer because they respect and understand his difficult position. They simply lay it respectfully a few feet away from his shoes and leave. And as everyone looks back one last time, knowing they will return, they see police decked out in riot gear. standing with roses at their feet and hundreds of signs filling the park that say, reoccupy. No one gets hurt tonight. Please, love on each other, no matter what side you think you're on. These are our brothers and sisters out there, all of them, all of us, together in that street, occupiers and police. The whole world is watching all of us tonight. So let's show them who we really are. We are the 99%. Together, always, in solidarity. And we will live on. So tonight, act with love, go in peace, and return with confidence. This is Mad as Hell in America. I am Adam Klugman. We'll be right back.